Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What a great, magnificent song. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. I got to lay out here.
In New Orleans.
But I can't possibly talk over this. Remember how much it used to bother you, John, when I would talk over some classic songs? But then I am, of course, you know, a talk show host. I'm supposed to talk. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, the station hasn't flipped formats.
It's not YSP anymore, Jeff.
It's not YSP. So, okay, I'll say Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, and 94 WIP. Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. On this, our five-year anniversary show, a lot of Ben Simmons stuff and a lot of the Eagles as they get ready for the game against the Raiders. And, of course, we get ready for Week 7 of pro football, and we look at last week as we make our picks. And let me tell you something. We both had a very good week last week. Last week, John going 2-1, the Hammer, me going 3-0. John's still leading, though. He's up by 2.5 games so far through the first 6 weeks. But I'm back in the plus, 9-8-1 on the season, and ready for a charge as we get to week 7 of pro football. Our picks.
Are you sure it's only 2.5 games?
Yeah. Yeah, you're 12 and, I mean, listen, you're 12 and 6. I'm 9-8-1. That's 2.5. But 12 and 6 sounds a lot better than 9-8-1.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it, the tie always throws us off. It just, it messes with you. It's like, yeah. Come on, Ty, get out of the way. You're confusing me. Our picks for week 7.
Sounds like 3.5.
No, but it's 2.5.
It's 2.5.
It would be 3.5 if I was 8-9-1. Yeah.
It's 2.5.
Yeah, it's 2.5. I mean, I got Stanford over here. Stanford over here thinks that's 3.5.
English major.
English major, but you got into Stanford. Don't tell me that football ability didn't help you get into Stanford. I mean, frankly, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we really got to revisit now. Was John really worthy of Stanford? I mean, he's a smart guy and all, but
speaking of Stanford, I almost asked this a beat the hammer question. Who was John Ritchie's head coach at Stanford? Would you have gotten that correct?
No. Who was it?
Tyrone Willingham.
Wow. No, I would not have gotten that.
It was a tough one. That's why I didn't ask.
I'm trying to figure out who's going to win in football when Stanford and Fairfield next play in football, but we'll deal with that down the road, like when we actually have a football team in Fairfield. Our picks brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 5th C this season. Color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Visit them online at CozyJewelers.com. John, your first pick this week, what do you got?
New England still hasn't won a game at home this year.
Wow.
New England going for their first home win against a Jets team that's feeling kind of good about themselves.
Uh-oh.
Recently. I'm going to take New England, though, -7. We know what Bill Belichick's going to do to Zach Wilson, and he'll be seeing all sorts of things he doesn't understand, and I think the Patriots get that home win in a big way.
You know, my first game, I was a little surprised at this line. Also, the font was so small I could barely read it, John, with what James Seltzer gave us today, but that's all another matter. Green Bay's only an 8.5-point favorite versus Washington. I mean, I just expect Green Bay to win this game fairly handily. I'm going to go with Green Bay at home, -8.5, to beat the Washington Redskins and cover that spread.
This is really small font.
I mean, for those that can't see it, and that's everybody but us, what James handed us is borderline impossible to read.
Yeah, you can read it. Come on.
No, it really is. Like, stop complaining. Like, you need a magnifying
glass. You actually do need a magnifying glass.
Or better eyesight, either or.
So, how about this one? Detroit, where Matthew Stafford used to play,
yep.
Playing the L.A. Rams in L.A., where Jared Goff used to play. And there are a lot of people saying, hey, Jared Goff, he got called out by his head coach. He's going to be locked in. Seriously? You think Jared Goff can lock in? You don't think Matthew Stafford's going to be locked in against his former teammates? And Sean McVay doesn't want to prove he made the right decision? You know, like in escorting Goff out of town? Like, this is Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, and a whole bunch of people on that L.A. defense who want to hit Jared Goff. I think the Rams are going to win by more than 16.
Tell you what, John's 12-6 this year, and he's picked the Rams a bunch. People might want to start listening to him and going with this because he's had success right there. I'm going to go against Kansas City with my second pick, John. I mean, they're a 4.5-point favorite on the road in Tennessee.
I thought about that.
I just don't think KC's that good. I mean,
Remember, Tennessee lost to the Jets.
I know. I understand.
And beat the Bills. Makes sense of that, right?
I know. I know. I'm going to take Tennessee at home. They might not win the game outright, but Tennessee plus the 4.5 at home versus Kansas City.
I really strongly considered that one, yeah. Joe. I think that's a good pick. My last one, how about Carson Wentz going into San Francisco playing against Jimmy Garoppolo? Who's finally back from injury. I'm going to take Indianapolis +4. I'm not saying they're going to win. I know San Francisco is not very good, and I know Indianapolis is playing better. They're looking better, and their offense is growing every week. +4, thank you. I'll take that.
My third pick, this is one of those, hey, the line's just too big. I'm going Houston plus the 18 points versus Arizona. I know the Cards are undefeated. They got Zach Ertz. I'll be rooting for them. I mean, I want to see Zach Ertz do well and get to the playoffs and all that. But 18 points, I mean, there's always the backdoor possibility. I'm going to go Houston plus the 18 in the desert to at least, you know, keep it closer than 18 Sunday out there in Arizona. And those are our picks for week number 7 of the National Football League. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Benjamin in Downingtown right now. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, from a day one, long time listener. Happy anniversary, gentlemen.
Thanks, Benjamin.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, what did you get me?
I got I'll tell you exactly what I got you. I got you the ability to be on the air today with our show.
Oh, that's not nothing new. I come on the air at least 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, but I could have zinged you. I could have dinged you. I could have zipped you, and I didn't.
But then you wouldn't get all the laughs that I produce for this show.
You know, that is a good point.
Benjamin does produce a lot of laughs, for what it's worth.
Benjamin's a laugh a minute.
I don't know about a laugh a minute. But
cow milk, that was a Benjamin special. On that cow urine, I should say.
Yeah.
Cow urine, yeah. And then oh my God, what was the one with the...
Like a comedian forgetting the punchline.
No, it was the one with the marsupials, and you said something about, I know what, Creature Guy.
Creature Guy, yeah. Sure.
It's a Creature Guy. No, I got it.
And then your dog, your little fake dog thing that you did, like, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, that was bad.
That was really bad.
So Seltzer is conspiring, by the way, Benjamin.
I had no idea he was going to say any of these.
Seltzer's looking for drop of the week today at 1:30 to actually be drop of the first 5 years.
Wow, that's a lot of drop.
Oh, really?
Imagine that's true. That's a good look today for 1:30. I would be tuned. I would be tuned for drops of the first 5 years.
What's that going to be, like an hour long?
Well, we're going to have to pick the best.
We'll rifle
of the best.
Through them. We'll go a little quicker than that.
Imagine that.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, go. All right, so talk to me on the Sixers. What do you got, Benjamin?
As far as Ben Simmons is concerned, I think it's time that everybody stops hoping for the full dollar on this guy because he's only worth 25 cents. Yeah. I think it's at this point it's ridiculous to keep him around and keep this distraction amongst all the rest of the team. It's not fair to them. You might as well get what you can, get rid of him, move on from the situation, and then let's have a season that's null and void of Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I think the message that Daryl Morey is putting out there, hey, this could last indefinitely, that is as much to other teams who are interested in Ben as it is to Ben and his camp.
Well, I do too, but I'll say this. I do think it's going to last time. It's not going to last 4 years, but Benjamin...
You got to do better, Benjamin, if you want this guy.
Remember this, Benjamin. There are players in the NBA, and I don't have the whole list in front of me, but based on their contracts, they're not eligible to be traded until December. So if you want one of those players where you're considering... six of those players and six different deals with six different teams, there's an incentive to wait at least till December.
But why would one of those teams want Ben Simmons who hasn't played up until December?
Well, you know, it's the theory that that Ben might just hate Philadelphia. It's not truly mental. His back obviously doesn't hurt. And that he's just in a long line. Now, granted, he's a different dude. I'm not saying he's built like every other athlete ever, but that he's just in a long line of athletes through the years, and there have been hundreds of them that just want out, and they'll make life difficult until they get out.
This is a little more than that, though, because this is going back to even when he was in college.
I know.
Everything that, as far as who he is,
I know.
His makeup and his psyche. I mean, they made an entire special when it was on Showtime
about it. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Benjamin, give me a song that references a city.
All right. In the song and in the title is Motown Philly by Boyz II Men.
You got it, man. Benjamin, appreciate that call and all your calls through the years. We really appreciate it. Let's go to Bryce right now. Bryce, you're on WIP.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Bryce.
Congrats on 5 years.
Thanks,
I've only been
man.
Listening to about one, but I've loved every minute of it. So.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Joe, did you watch the game at all last night?
Which game are we talking? Is this the baseball part where I was supposed to watch baseball and didn't?
Well, I guess there's our answer.
You know what, Ben? You know what, Bryce, I kind of got linked into was the – so the NBA League Pass, man, is just dynamic in that first week when it's free. So I was watching Kyle Lowry. Let's see. That was the Heat versus – who was that game? The Heat versus – there was a Mavs game versus the Hawks. And there was a Heat game versus – anyway, to answer your question, no, I did not watch baseball last night.
Only 10 players have ever done in playoff history.
Three
buddy.
Homers, I know. I was surprised to find –
a good one.
I was shocked to find out it was 10 players. I couldn't believe that. 10 players have hit three homers in a game. I know, Brett. Listen, maybe I'll get into it. I do intend to sort of try, and I know I was supposed to last night. I just didn't. All right, give me a song that references a city, Bryce.
Real quick, I actually had I actually had something else, kind of a trade for Ben Simmons.
Oh, I love a good trade.
All right, and so you're going to have to hear me out on this one.
But instead of it being a team thing like the Sixers, let's make it a city thing. So let's parlay this thing. Let's send Jalen Hurts, a first-round draft pick, Ben Simmons, to Houston, and they'll just give us Watson. Boom, done deal. We'll parlay it into different sports.
Kind of funny, Bryce. Not bad.
Thanks, man.
A song that references the city. What do you have?
We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
And which song, which city is referenced? I'm sure there's probably a couple. But
I think Little Rock is in there.
Little Rock is that Little Rock. Okay. Passenac, Mickey Mantle Cataract. Sorry.
Seltzer, when you got a skill, man, you got a skill. I mean, my sister growing up, John, she could do 'Twas the Night Before Christmas the whole way through. I mean, if you have that ability, do it. Well, it's 40 years later. She probably can't still remember all that, but, you know, it's... I could get like halfway through "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. And then at some point you got to like on Dasher and
Dancer. I think that's the
part
that everyone could do, right?
something in a kerchief and a cap or I
don't Honor, know. Kerchief, and I in my cap had settled at last for a long winter's day.
Good stuff. Coming up at 1:30. Not the drop of the week, the drops of the 5 years.
There's so many. Like it's going to be some of the best drops.
Yeah. We'll do our best to rifle through them and provide you with some laughs. Plus, time's yours at 1:45 and phone calls throughout. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
The Park Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the Real Philly Fan, and we've got so much to watch and bet with college and pro football, the baseball playoffs, hockey, MMA, soccer, basketball, and live in-game betting lets you bet while you watch. Bet the money line as it changes during the game on the Park Sportsbook app. Bet on individual player performances as they happen. Like in basketball, bet player points, rebounds, assists. In baseball, bet hits, home runs, pitcher strikeouts every inning. Football, bet passing and rushing yards, touchdown scores, and more. Plus, same game parlays, props, teasers, over unders. The list goes on and on. And new customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk free up to $500. Do it now. Your first bet is risk free up to $500. And check out our birds now. 2.5-point underdogs in Las Vegas. That line is moving. The over under 49 points. If you think we'll win, Philly's plus 128 on the money line. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. Do it now. Bet with the best, the only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in PA, the Park Sportsbook app.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94WIP. Drop of the first 5 years coming up. I don't know if we'll identify one, but we'll play a bunch. That's coming up at 1:30. Phone calls throughout, including right now, Billy T in Princeton. Billy T, good afternoon, sir.
Gentlemen, and congratulations.
Thanks,
Billy. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. I'm sitting out in the backyard at 6 o'clock at night, having a martini, and I'm tuning into my former radio station. And lo and behold, nobody's there. And it was you. You were gone.
Yeah, that was quite a time.
Yep. Anyway, it's good. You guys are great. And thank God for Jimmy, huh?
He's a superstar, man.
Hey, listen, I wanted to talk about this Ben Simmons thing, and I think two previous callers had the right idea. One, mental illness is hard to, you know, diagnose.
Yep.
However, insurance fraud, especially in Pennsylvania, is a very big deal. And he's out there in the public square. And the fact that, you know, he's going to try to claim some kind of mental illness or depression or whatever. And this leads to the following. When they do the new collective bargaining agreement, yeah, there's got to be some restrictions in there. Yeah,
there's got to be some. There's got to be protection. I mean, this is such a serious issue. And if he is utilizing it for his personal gain, it's so despicable. It's beyond belief. Now, I mean, Billy T, I don't think the guy's head is truly, you know, kind of screwed on straight, to use an old way of talking. But I also think he's flat out using this in this moment because he's trying to, you know, get paid for not performing.
Of course he is. Yeah. And everybody in the whole world knows that. And that brings me to the point that now the commissioner's got to step in.
Correct.
He should have stepped in right away. And I think it was either you or Joe or John mentioned it earlier in the week. You know, these guys have let the players run this league. You know, oh, I want to play on this team. Oh, I want to play on that team. John, does that happen in football?
Not at all like this. Not like this. No.
It can't.
No. And I got to give hats off to Aaron Rodgers, who came out against this woke mentality out here.
Yeah, I didn't like people getting on Rodgers. He's a competitor playing in a game. I mean, he scores a touchdown. He celebrates. I mean, there's nothing wrong with what with Aaron Rodgers did. There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Well, there's nothing, absolutely. And him coming out, you know, supporting, you know, businesses that don't think like somebody else.
I mean, I don't even like Aaron Rodgers, honestly. I mean, on a personal level, but I admire his skill. And I mean, you know, people getting on Aaron Rodgers for saying "I own you." I mean, come on. I mean, it's sports here. I mean, are we going to get to the point where you can't talk trash on the field? I mean, come on. I mean, all he's doing is talking trash. It's actually kind of funny, and it's born out of competitiveness. I mean, that's sports.
Well,
life.
It's also, John, Joe, it's also born out of the truth.
Well, he's born out of the truth.
Out of the truth.
Yeah, I mean, who is that? Chicago? I mean, Aaron Rodgers is. I mean, if we had to look it up, Aaron Rodgers has probably beaten Chicago roughly 75% of the time.
It's like 21-4 against them. It's something insane.
So that's like 80% or something. That's higher than 80%. Billy T, give me a song that references a city.
Well, it's an all-time song, so it probably dates me. It's an Andy Reid song. I'm going to Kansas City.
You got it.
Kansas City, here I come.
Kansas City, here I come.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City, here I come.
It's really good. I kind of feel like that was used in the NCAA tournament. I want to say there was a Final Four in Kansas City, but I could be wrong. Just a recollection from yesteryear, but I don't know. Who the heck knows? You think we're going to have time to play the F-bomb here today or not? I mean,
I would love to. It is so, so, so funny.
Because, John, you've been calling for this through the week.
Yeah.
You want the F-bomb.
Please.
So it's the F-bomb that's, you know, not, you know, you're not going to hear an actual F-bomb because we had to dump the audio. But, I mean, we were doing a show probably about 2 years ago. And, you know, normal spirited show, John saying something, I'm saying something, John saying something nuts, I'm rebuking his comment. Well, in the midst of it.
But you lost it.
In the midst of it, I inadvertently did say the actual F word. Now, we, of course, hit the dump button so that it.
And then stunned silence.
I was so scared.
Frantic, panicked, scramble for the dump button.
Yeah, am I going
to
get fired?
To dump yourself.
Yeah, am I going to get fired? Is the dump button going to work? Like, what's going to happen here? And then what ensued was a bunch of laughter, certain degree of confusion. John and James are just loving it. Let's go back to this moment in time. Again, you're not going to hear an actual F-bomb because, of course, we can't air that. But you will hear our reaction.
You'll hear a bleep. You'll know where it is.
Okay.
It's very clear.
Here we go. This is a couple years ago. I'm fired up at John.
Why do you need credit? I need credit for the 50-5 hammer.
Why do you need credit?
I want credit because the Sixers are going to go to the finals.
What is it?
Because I got this guy. I got Richie.
Wow.
All right, 888-729. 888-729-9494.
Wow, that's a first.
Let's go. All right. 888-729-9494. Show to Cameron, John, Richie. Richie, can you compose yourself over there? Can you get it together? Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
I can't. I don't know what to do.
All right.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
So what do we do there?
Can we go to the phones? Can we go to the phone, Seltzer?
I mean, I'm worried about getting fired, and all these two guys are doing is laughing at me. I'm kind of laughing a little bit, too, but I was petrified I was going to get fired.
Yeah, and we could see that.
And, I mean, I said
it. You went white. You were like, oh, God. Yeah.
I said it with force. That was not a mealy-mouth.
Oh, it was a definitive, no-holds-barred. Boom.
I mean, that was coming with some heat. Which, by the way, I do quite frequently off the air. I just know not to do it on the air. And, you know, there it was.
It is without a doubt the single most unexpected thing that has ever happened in the history of our show. It is the most shocked I have ever been at my job ever.
Yeah.
All right. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the Craft Beer and Car Show, is back on Sunday. This Sunday at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. John, today's question, who wins on Sunday? The choice is obviously A, the Eagles, B, the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
John, you're picking the Raiders. I'm picking the Raiders, although I think the Eagles have a better shot than you think they do. John, where do you think
they'll keep it close.
Okay. Where do you think the poll results came in today? Eagles or the Raiders?
Wow.
I don't really do a good Chris Berman doing a Raiders.
The Raiders.
That's pretty good. He was a little too drawn out, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I went a little long with it.
A little long. Richie, the Raiders or the Eagles? What do you think?
Well, based on past polls where the Eagles have won when they should not have, I'm going to say the Eagles win this thing 65%.
Pretty darn good, my man. 60% say the Eagles. And to that, John, you say...
No, I think it's wrong. Yeah. I know that... I think it'll be a really fun game to watch. I am hoping that there's a lot of scoring, and I believe there can be. Both defenses have some real deficiencies, and I think our offense can look a lot better than it has. It's just a matter of call better plays.
Yeah, it is.
And this Raiders defense will be susceptible to some things. And it's just a matter of whether Nick Sirianni taps into that stuff. I know the Raiders are going to throw the heck out of the ball, and they'll probably score some points. I expect we can keep up to some degree.
Also, I'll just say, I mean, I believe, now others might not agree with me, but I think the clock's ticking on Jalen Hurts. It doesn't mean he gets benched in a month. Doesn't mean he gets benched in 2 months. But it's like, dude, you've played six this year. You've got 11 to go, or maybe less. And you've got to prove that you should be the starting quarterback next year. And to this point, Jalen Hurts has not proven to me at all that he should be. I mean, not at all.
I think, Joe, to your point, I think he's got a window here. I think if we get to the last month, and it feels the same way it does now.
Yeah.
Where we, you know, question his validity, like, as a thrower of the football. They're going to have to check out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Gardner Minshew.
I mean, I think it would be foolish not to.
They're going to have to see what he has.
John, I totally agree. Now,
so he's got a window,
yeah.
Essentially, a short window here of, I don't know, seven games?
Maybe 5-7, yeah. And by the way, the one flip side of all of that is if the Eagles then actually go into a tank mode in December into January and say we'll keep playing Hurts, that's also a possibility. But I agree, if they're trying to have an evaluation of the position, if Hurts keeps playing like this, at some point they should switch to Minshew.
Yeah.
If they have a shot to make the playoffs and they feel Flacco gives them the best chance, then they could switch to Flacco. But, you know, that's a whole nother matter. Let's go to David in Germantown. David, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon. I knew this was going to happen.
Hey, oh, man. David.
Anyway, happy fifth when you guys depart.
Thanks, man.
Joe, I agree with you on this. But before I ask you that, give me a minute. I'm trying to do a maneuver here.
Yeah.
Did you take a peek last night?
Did I take a peek? That sounds dirty. What are we talking about?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball?
The Dodgers.
No, I didn't. I addressed that 10 minutes ago.
You missed another one.
Yeah.
Chris Taylor pops 3 home runs. Freddie Freeman started off with a 2-run, and they never came back. Now the Braves might lose. But
yeah,
anyway,
they're still up 3-2.
That's what happened.
They were up 3-1 last year, man.
Yeah. See, David, this is a little bit like some of the classes I used to have in school where I cannot do the homework and still ace the test. I know that the Braves are still up 3-2. I can give you the basics. You know, I know that dude hit 3 homers last night.
We almost made history.
That dude did indeed.
But anyway,
what?
This is a sad, sad, saturated situation. And Ben Simmons is making this totally on him. You know why? Because your point is good. The peers that he worked with now, when they do this CBA, whatever, the collective bargaining, he's just ruined it for everybody.
He really is.
And personally, if you're a teammate of mine, you want to come in and apologize. Hold up, my man. None of this is on us. This is all on you. We all should apologize. No. If I was a player, I would tell him straight up, you need to get out of here because don't nobody want to be involved with you. You're causing too much trouble. You're toxic. Leave us alone. We don't want nothing to do with you. Your apology, you can take it. Move from Morristown over to the city and go back to Cali. And also, I don't think he's ever going to resurrect himself. Like, if you're on the team with him, would you want him on your team? Like, all right, we're going to trade for Ben Simmons. And you're the superstar of the team. Like, see,
no,
thank you, Richie. No. And Richie knows this.
No.
See,
and I'm fascinated by how his teammates reacted to whatever this talk was that he had with management and Joel and Doc Rivers, where he's laying it out there. Hey, I know there's fault, there's blame to go around. Like, if I'm those guys, I'm like, no, there's not.
I know.
No, it's your fault, Ben. It's you.
Exactly.
You are the problem.
Yeah.
And I hope they did that. I hope his whatever, mea culpa or whatever that was, backfired on him.
And it's not funny because he just depreciated his whole marketable value.
Well, and that's where the Sixers just get totally jobbed. I mean, it really hurts. David, give me a song that references a city.
Home, Sweet Home, Alabama.
Oh, great answer right there. I mean, even though he said it wrong.
Sweet Home, Alabama, but yeah,
that's
sure.
A massive answer.
It
but
is.
It's also not a city, Joe. You said
Ooh.
This.
Oh,
city.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. It's not.
Doesn't work.
Whoops.
Doesn't work. Should have said Tuscaloosa. Sweet Home, Tuscaloosa.
Oh, although they do talk about, like, Muscle Shoals.
Oh, then you're fine.
Oh, yeah, they do. You're right.
Then count the basket.
It's close enough.
Count
we'll
the basket plus the foul.
Birmingham.
The
Iron
Birmingham Bowl.
Birmingham is mentioned. Duh.
Yeah.
Of course.
So
they don't mention the Iron Bowl, right?
No.
They don't.
Good movie also, by the way. That Reese Witherspoon.
The movie Sweet Home Alabama.
Patrick Dempsey. Right?
Josh Lucas. Now, is that the guy in it?
I
think it might be
Josh.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah,
but I know
you're
talking
right.
All right. 5 years together. There's been a lot of long form audios that's been funny, but there's also been a lot of short form audio that's been absurd. Funny, poignant, celebratory, laugh at you, make fun of you, whatever. James,
This drop of 5 years?
Yeah, this is drop of 5 years. I mean, we normally do drop of the week. In this case, we're going to do the drop of 5 years. James, let's hit it. Well, drop of the five years.
5 years.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Mr. Voiceman.
I thought you were going to jump in there. You know, you normally jump in.
I thought about it.
Like with this one when you would do the, 41.
I'm a man! I'm 40!
43 you would do now.
40, I was going to let the voiceman make a mistake. It's okay. James, entertain us. Take us through some of the absurd things.
How do you do this? There's so many.
Just do your best.
Let's go with some of the classics. We mentioned this one the other day. I legitimately think this was the very first drop in the history of our show.
Did it fall?
That was unique.
And I remember Richie's reaction when it happened, being like, what the hell just happened? Who am I with right now? Another early drop in our show. I think our first Joe DiCamera impression. In the history of our show, a little Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah, we're turning it around today with positive moments.
The impressions have not gone well for
you. No, like your McConaughey.
All right.
I mean, your Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll make love to you.
Oh, no, that's your... That's your Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Come with me if you want to live. I'll make love to you.
All right.
Keep going.
All right, we heard Creature.
It's a Creature Guy. No, I got it.
When you sang Torn.
Torn.
Yep.
I've always been partial to this one.
We'll see what happens.
Early drop on our show, a classic.
My life's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how about this one?
I can't get it up.
We haven't heard that in a while. That's an all-timer.
And then there was the I can't get it out, actually, yeah. Right? That was a whole other one.
That was a whole other one. We got, how about a few of these ones that we don't play very often?
What would you call it, a nozzle slap?
That's a classic.
Nozzle slap.
I love that one.
I like this one, too, that we don't play enough.
But it's Velveeta good.
Yeah, that was...
I forgot about that.
But it's Velveeta good.
How about this one? This is one that, as I was going through, I totally forgot that Joe DeCamera said this, and we never play it, but it's hilarious.
I'm not a cocaine expert.
Cool. Good to know, man. So we have a couple that, like, we haven't been allowed to play very often. Spike Eskin gave us the you can play it once ever thing. Spike's not here. I'm going to play it for a second time. You said this.
I've already yanked off Tonto. I've yanked off Scottie Pippen.
Talking about answers for a side topic, just to clarify.
Can you play that one more time?
I've already yanked off Tonto. I've yanked off Scottie Pippen.
We have one more in that vein that wasn't allowed to be played very often, but it's our five-year anniversary. When you won your trial, you said this about your lawyer.
Mill Thompson, get me off.
In a criminal defense sense. Come on now.
Oh. You've said this one a few times.
I had to flog myself.
That's a good one. Of course, you brought this one up. I'll play it for you. You love this one.
Weird. That's the first time I thought, wow, he's got a little cocky bone in you too, don't you?
Yeah, that's right, Misha. That's exactly right, Misha.
How about this? We were talking about mispronouncing words before. We forgot about your...
Orchids?
Orchids thing.
Yeah.
How about a little Richie action? One of these.
Al Horford's eyes are magical.
Indeed.
Of course, can you argue that?
No. This class.
I will crush your face.
All timer.
Danielle's hitting dongs every day when we're out in the yard.
Well done.
How about this one?
I hate my own face right now.
Yeah.
The hammer is a tool. That is true. And I'm an idiot. I'm a total dum-dum.
Done like, making fun of me.
There are so many. Like, it's unbelievable. How about this one? This is a classic that we never talk about. Remember this?
Crawford.
Yeah. That was a classic.
How about your Chewy?
That's terrible. I forgot how bad that was.
So bad. Another of your first impressions, AI?
And he's like, man, he's like, you would do that, the little juke, and then he starts, some curses start flying out of his mouth. You go this way and that way.
That one's really embarrassing.
Mr. T.
Curly's kind of different, fool, but it's exciting. It's not as easy as it looks. It takes some kind of skill, that's for sure. I like it.
I love the I like it at the end.
Oh,
we got to play this. I'm sorry. We have to. Two more, and then we're done.
Yep.
Because they're two from, like, venerable people. You would not expect to say such things.
I hope that Diddy's one of them.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, Ray Dinger.
Hey, Charlie, how much is orgasm? How much is every copy of orgasm?
I could not believe when Ray said that.
How about when Charlie Manuel said this to you?
I'd say he gets tied in a rectum, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
And one more. I mean, we got to end with it.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
There it is.
Oh, and let me say, I'll tease again. Yeah. Time's yours. You'll be hearing some more drops. That's all I'll say.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about with that, but we'll find out. All right, drops of the 5 years. There you go. And well done.
That was like 1% of the drops we could have played, which is amazing.
Nice job, James. The maestro
good
back
work,
there.
Jimmy.
Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Chris, you're on WIP.
John.
What's up, Chris?
James.
Christopher.
Yeah, Muppet Weasel.
Chrissy.
St. John and St. James, you've earned your halos. 5 years of dealing with this character.
Thank you.
You've been dealing with the Muppet Devil Weasel the camera.
Let me tell you something.
Muppet Devil Weasel.
Ben Simmons thinks his back hurts. How do you think I feel carrying these two chumps?
Thank God you're a scrawny guy. You know, John and James are strong. They could carry you for 5 years. I mean, working part-time and all. You know, I'm surprised you're there on today's anniversary on a Friday.
Yeah,
but
I figured why not? I'd show up. It's a Friday.
What the hell, right?
It's the fall.
Hey, guys, congratulations. I mean, the show's phenomenal. This is my favorite show of the day. People ask me all the time, like, oh, do you call into other shows? I've called Ike's show a handful of times, but I save all my good calls for you guys. You really are my favorite show of the day. You make work easier. You make everything easier. I enjoy it. Joe, I love you.
Thanks,
your tongue-in-cheek sense of humor. James is phenomenal. Hope you guys can hang on to him, but I'm sure he'll get his own show soon. But, you know, just wanted to say thank you to you guys.
Thank you, Chris. Very kind of you, and we appreciate all your calls. Chris, give me a song that references the city.
Yeah, it does. It actually, it's for you. So, you know, it's a good old song that goes, "Pop goes the weasel."
All right. Get out of here, Chris. Let's go to Vito. Vito, you're on WIP. Vito. No.
Vito.
No. Well, yeah, that's a whole nother. James, that did not sound good.
I was trying to do the Lido thing.
I know what you were trying to do.
Hey, I'm trying today, all right?
Richie.
I'm going for it.
Richie, can you help me?
He always asked me to go for it.
Maybe we need to cut that.
Settle that one down a little bit. That really was.
Could we hear that again?
That was horrible for the ears. That was like if you're at an event and the microphone does that thing where, you know.
Yeah,
the feedback thing.
And like everyone's
that.
Covering their ears.
Yeah, that was kind of like that.
Ducking.
In the meantime, let's talk to Evan. Evan, you're on WIP. Evan, what's going on, buddy? All right, we go to let's go to Mike in Berwyn. Mike, hey, bud.
Hey, how you guys doing? Congratulations on 5 years.
Thanks,
Mike.
Listen, I was just wondering, what is the problem with Philly sports? I mean, we had a prima donna in Wentz, and now we have a prima donna in Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the problem with Philly?
I think the main problem is
the ownership?
I think the main problem is leadership, yeah, at the top. I think it sets in motion a whole host of issues. I mean, I think it's fair to say the Phillies – while they spend money, have been poorly run for a while.
Well, you bring the wrong guy in and anoint him in Ben Simmons and Carson Wentz and, you know, empower him, and then it grows out of control.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues, Mike, but I think a lot of it stems from what's been, for the most part, poor leadership.
You know, I hear everybody saying, you know, we should just let him sit there and rot, but can they actually do that? You know, don't they have to get something for him?
Well, that's the objective, clearly, is to get something for him. It does not serve the Sixers' purposes to have him sit out for 4 years. So, you know, I think what they're doing, Mike, is trying to – look, I said yesterday, I'll say it again. I think a lot of people around here, including my buddy John Rich, you sit next to me, I think a lot of people panicked this week. I mean, the NBA Finals aren't for about 7 months. You know, like, everybody take a breath. I mean, if they don't have a replacement for Ben for 23 games, not the end of the world. Like, it's not ideal, but it's not the end of the world. Like, everybody just relax. And now, this is all predicated on hopefully Daryl Morey, through this strategy, can get more in 2 months than he could get this week. And I don't know that that will be the case, but I hope that that will be the case. I mean, he seems to think that will be the case. All right, Daryl Morey, prove it.
You know, yeah, it's a great idea to have patience, but things can get crazy.
I know they can.
Things can get worse than they are now. I mean, imagine worst case scenarios than what we're now seeing.
I know.
When guys start actually getting, like, emotional with Ben, toward Ben. If things get physical toward Ben. If guys get injured because things get physical toward Ben. Like, the distraction that it creates is one thing, but it can be so much worse than that.
It could still get worse. I agree. Mike, give me a song that references the city.
Love Train.
You got it, man. Mike, appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Times yours is up ahead. Yes, John.
Can you beatbox?
Of course not.
Has there ever been a more obvious answer to a question?
Don't even.
You know, because, like, when he's doing the, let's see, it's almost like beatboxing. I think you could be good.
Well, you know what we might also have to play? Because I'm not good at that, but those two creations by Jack Fritz.
Oh, well, actually, that's so funny you said that, because we just had a caller ask, are you going to play the Staying Alive for Joe DeCamera?
All right, we'll try to hit that next. Time's yours as well. Right here on WIP. Hey, NFL Week 7 continues, and FanDuel Sportsbook, of course, you know, your home base to score big, to win big. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet does not win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. And, of course, FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP, known for fast payouts. I mean, you're going to get paid in as little as 24 hours. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. And, of course, America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook. And there's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel and get up to $10 back if your bet does not win. And sign up using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER is the key. You'll also receive 30-1 enhanced odds on the Sunday afternoon matchup between Houston and Arizona. That's all when you use promo code HAMMER exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Well, we check the voicemails, and we play the voicemails. Time's Yours is sponsored by Baker Tilly. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Manny, Moe, and Jack. Moe, Larry, and Curly. Great trios, no doubt. But not as great as this trio we have here in Philadelphia. You guys are a treasure. Love you guys. No one loves you more, maybe just as much. Thanks for the entertainment for the last 5 years and continued success. I'm here for at least 5 more years. You guys better be. Love you guys.
Thank you. Well, listen, kind words, but we're not as much of a treasure as Ben Simmons. I mean, the coach of the Sixers told us Ben's a treasure. So how could we top that?
Just listen to the Silver interview you guys played. Adam Silver could go eat farts. The quality of the product has gone downhill. I don't watch regular season anymore, barely. Thank goodness they finally changed the Harden Trey Young foul call. That was really killing the game. But either way, don't have a lot of confidence in him in the league to make the game more watchable come regular season. So until then, time's yours.
You got something on your mind, John.
Well, that was one of the funniest things I've heard.
I played it just because that opening line was hilarious. Adam Silver can eat farts.
Yeah, I saw John start laughing. I actually thought he said darts.
No.
I swear to God.
Wow.
I'm not lying. I thought he said darts.
As you guys celebrate 5 years of excellence, I can't think of a more perfect way to celebrate it with a montage of new hammer drop. Take it away, James.
Am I a horse's ass? Absolutely. I'm a joke.
I mean, guys, I'm really struggling. I feel like a horse's hiney.
I knew it.
I love trash. This was the tweet from Speed Demon, whatever that means. I was kind of like the office pet.
Hey, you little pretty.
His body looks phenomenal. Hey, listen, if someone wants to pay me to be unattractive, I'll be in movies. I got no problem with that.
Let's go, Mets.
Well, it can, sure. Well, my voice just cracked. I look like a clown.
Oh, I don't want you to put my mind at ease. I want you to put my groin at ease. There's a lot of shame right here with me. All right, an awful lot of shame in a lot of different ways of life. Doug! Ben Peterson! Yeah, baby! Up, yeah!
The time is yours, Seltzer. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Man, I got everybody conspiring against me.
Those were some great ones.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Speed Demon.
I know. It's so good.
So, I didn't learn Demon and Demon. I didn't know the difference.
Joe, thank you. Thank you.
Listen. Thank you.
How about his body looks amazing? I forgot about that one, too.
Yeah,
oh, his
so
body
good.
Looks phenomenal.
So good.
I like the one I'll be like an unattractive actor.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever that was.
You want to pay me to be unattractive? I'll do that.
Listen, my face
that,
hurt,
that
guys.
Dude that married Julia Roberts was in movies. I mean.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, was he a singer?
He's a singer.
He is a singer. He was also in movies, I think.
All right.
Like when he was dating her or married
her. Seal was with Heidi Klum. If Seal can get with Heidi Klum, there's hope.
Real quick, while we're on the drops, can we play the Jack Fritz or Matt Battle creations more?
Sure.
All right, so we got two of them. This is the first one.
Wow! Up! Wow! Wow! Yeah! Wow! Up! Yeah! Wow. Shut his hole!
That was really good.
Phenomenal. And
really
then
good.
And then Battle outdoes himself with Little Prince.
Why do I even show up? Why do I show up if it's nothing but ridicule?
My face hurts, too. It actually hurts right now.
There's nothing but ridicule around
like
here.
My jaws are what are so
I'm going to go hang out with Ben Simmons. See, we can commiserate about everyone not liking us. No, I'm joking around.
We love you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Let's go to Terrence right now, North Philly. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy anniversary.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Terrence.
Hey, listen, I had to call in because I feel like I've been along on this ride with you guys. I started listening maybe a month or two before y'all got the show, and it surprised me to find out that it's been 5 years today.
Yeah.
So, congratulations on the success. I have a good time listening.
Thanks, man.
I still think, you know, people gotta hit rock bottom to get life advice from Joe the Camera.
Right.
But, well done, but one statement that one statement that I do want to – one thing I want to comment on is the whole Jalen Hurts thing and the, oh, he got 7 games to prove that. I feel like if you're going to give that type of – put that on him, then Nick Sirianni has the same amount of time to prove that he could be a play caller and a coach. Because at the end of the day, speaking to the whole idea of playing to the strength of your players and things of that nature.
I know. He's done terrible.
When you look at players like Dak Prescott, who was a game manager for years until he really broke out last year before his injury.
But he showed a lot more than Jalen Hurts has shown earlier.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, we can all agree that that offense for the first couple of years ran
I know, but you got to remember, Romo came back healthy, and they stuck with Dak. I mean, Dak had shown them something that first year.
But when you don't – the point that I'm trying to make is when you don't run the ball, when you don't do the things that make – that can make easier on your quarterback, you're going to –
All right, Terrence, we got to start turning to. Give me a song that references the city.
California Love.
You got it, man. We're going to move fast. The song
it mentions it in the song. Yep. Not the title, okay. But in the song.
Good clarification. Thank you. All right, Eric, give me a song.
Meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
You got it, man. And done with some
points
gusto.
Points for singing.
Yep.
Bruce.
Joe and Exton. Joe, what do you got?
ZZ Top, LaGrange.
All right.
Love that answer.
You got that. Chad and Olney. Chad, give me a song.
Kiss, Detroit Rock City.
Already said. One more shot. Go for it.
Got nothing.
All right, buddy. All right, John James, we got to make a call. I mean,
House of the Rising Sun sticks out to me as one. I know there's
a
bunch of haymakers.
A good one.
Bunch of haymakers.
House of the Rising Sun.
I think that's one of the 10 greatest songs of all time, in my opinion. L.A. Woman is another that sticks out to me, but I think House of the Rising Sun was the best song I heard today.
John, what would you say between those two? Because I agree with James. I think they are the two.
Well, I don't agree with it. They're the only two, but
we're outvoted.
The only two.
I am being outvoted. Yeah, sure. House of the Rising Sun.
You got it. It is a great answer. All right. Everyone, thank you for listening to our show and those that are callers. We really appreciate it. 5 years has gone by fairly fast. One title in the books. We'll try to get a couple more titles in the next 5 years. John Marks and Ike Reese are up next. And, of course, the Sixers tonight without Ben. Let's see how they fare. Eagles, Sunday. Enjoy it. We'll be talking about it all on Monday. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. John and Ike are up next on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.